Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And here we are again on a Saturday. We went dry and hot and monsoonal. We have really covered it.
Yeah, different.
Some big fat drops coming down. Not much, but, you know, a few gambit. Here and there.
The gambit of the weather.
And we have had it from, again, kind of humid. Now, I know people in the, you know, the South, all over the place.
Florida, remember we had Scott here last weekend, and he said
heavy humidity.
That's all humidity there.
Yeah, but our dry heat is really dry, so when we get anything wet or humid at all, it freaks us out.
It affects us really badly.
Yeah, it's tough. So that's what we've had weather-wise, and it's actually been rather good out there, but just a rather wide display of what weather has to offer here as we are going through mid-July, already over the hump.
You believe it?
Of July. Yeah. And, you know, steaming towards August, about 2 weeks left, and we'll get into that. The Ventura County Fair is coming up.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff. They have a model contest there. Did you ever build the models for Revell's?
Yeah, I did the cars, and it was...
I did a little. I wasn't heavily into it, and we did battleships also.
Oh.
We did World War II
stuff. I did a battleship
stuff.
Once, yeah.
Yeah, we did World War II stuff. There's a big model contest that happens at the fair.
Wow.
And a lot of people choose muscle cars and classic cars as their entry.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the biggest, you know, if you look at the biggest model created... There's some warships, some warbirds, and that. And then there's the one-offs, like some people are Star Wars fans, and they do those models. But it seems like the bulk is muscle cars.
Several car shows years ago used to have a model car show also. So you'd bring your models, and they would judge those, and then they would judge the big cars. I haven't seen that in a while, though, so I don't know what's going on with that. But,
yeah,
models are nice. It keeps people's... hands busy.
Yeah, and it's good for the kids. They learn how to build stuff and craft.
Have patience. Don't smash it with a hammer.
Yeah, and just not, it's out of the box and going. You actually have to do something.
You have to do something.
Paint a little, glue a little.
Actually, I have a model setting at home. Ricky bought me a couple years ago, and I haven't even got to it. It's a 53 to 55 Ford pickup, same body style.
Find some kid, have them make it, and then put it up there and say, Ricky, look what I did.
Ricky, look what Dad did.
Isn't
he finished
great?
It. Because every time she comes up to Dad, the box is sitting there. I know, I got to get to it. But life happens.
It sure does. And you're a busy, busy man. You've been doing this for 8 years on air.
Yeah.
Working the Saturday.
8 years, man.
Telling people how to keep it safe.
You and I have been here doing our good stuff. I appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for all the help you give me. You've been to all my dinners and some of my lunches. We've had a good time.
I've been hanging out, gone to Chick-fil-A with you a couple of times. We did a shred event there a couple of years back. A
couple of shred events,
And all that's been going on all the years you've been on the air. So
We've had fun.
It's been good. Now, you've done this last, a year or so, 2 years maybe, the on-air, online?
Yeah. The computer. Oh, yes. You mean with the LA Talk Radio.
Where people started can listen this, to you 24/7.
Started this a year ago. Yeah, the 24/7. So they could listen to me. Yeah.
And that's a good way to go. So this is what you do, folks. If you want to listen to the Safer Money Solution Show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whenever you want, log on to the website, safermoneyspecialist.com. That's Ron Grant's website, safermoneyspecialist.com. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon. Bam, you got Ron Grant.
That's right. 24/7. You
just like that.
Yeah.
And not only that, you give gifts. You're a giver. If people come and meet with you, somebody's thinking, I'm getting to that point now. I'm a little nervous about what might be happening with the stock market. I've got money in a 401k. I've got one of those teacher's funds that I always forget the name of.
403B.
403B.
There you go.
That's it. I got that, and maybe I want to make it safe. So if somebody meets with you, and there's a lot of people who qualify out there, a lot of people who have that interest and have that that money saved right now, and it might be in risk. If they meet with you, they can get a credit card, credit card, for crying out loud. Tell everybody about that.
Well, I did the dinners for years and years and years. In fact, I even did it a year before I was on the radio. So I did dinners for 9 years. I've done some lunches, which is kind of nice. But I know a lot of people won't attend a public workshop dinner for whatever reason. And, you know, I know, guys, if you're over 50, you can probably eat five nights a week. These workshops are out there. In fact, I want to FYI, in my opinion, be careful of these Social Security workshops that are popping up all over the place. Several of my clients and a couple of my friends have been to them, and they're just trying to get in there and find out where your money is and so forth and so on. So be real careful. You know, walk in with a very cautious attitude on some of these dinners that are doing the Social Security stuff. Yeah, that's my two cents anyway. But you could a lot of dinners are out there. I decided last February to do this situation where you meet with me one-on-one and I answer all your questions about how to keep that money safe and guaranteed where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose any gains, you get a reasonable range of return. We can provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you. I hope you know how powerful that is. You know, if you have a 401k, your money's not guaranteed. You know, you think you're going to draw from your 401k or you're going to take that money and live on it. But what if the market tanks? Back in 08 and 09, the market tanked 50%, almost 50%. And you know what? My clients and I got a zero. Zero is always better than a loss. So I'm going to provide and keep your money 100% safe. Then what we're going to do is we're going to stop you paying the fees. Remember, when you pay fees to your 401k plan, your 403b plan, your TSA, your TSP, your IRA, your broker, your financial planner, it eats up your returns. It's that simple. It takes away from your returns. You know, my clients and I don't like that. That's why we're not in those things, you know, to eat up our returns. So we're going to get a guaranteed lifetime income. We're going to stop paying the fees. You're going to get a reasonable range of return. You have access to 10% of your money penalty-free if you'd like. And to qualify for the $100 MasterCard or Visa, there's no obligation. You just need to be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and protected. You know, I let my clients sleep at night. I give them pillow money. That's what I do. And also mailbox money. I'm going to help you go to the mailbox monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, annually, and get a check for the rest of your natural life. And when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. It's important. You know, how are you going to live? If your money's in risk, you know, when the market goes down again, how do you think your retirement living is going to go? Probably not too good. I guess you could move in with your kids. I don't know how that would work, you know. And there's only so many Walmart greeter jobs out there. You know, a lot of you have found that you want to do something in retirement. You left your mainstay career, and now you're home. You're doing some stuff. A lot of you have gone back to work. A lot of my clients have anyway. And they're trying something different, and that's great. But is that going to provide the main source to pay your house payment or to pay, you know, for you to take trips or to support your family as far as feeding them and taxes and insurance, that type of thing? So let me help you with that. I've got the retirement blueprint all set up. All we need to do is get together. So give me a call, 805-660-1313. I also want you to go to the website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com. And there's some great third-party educational information there. There's some good videos on there. We've got that 401k recession video at the top of the page with me on the microphone. It's in red. If you own a 401k or 403b, you need to check that out. It's terrible. People lost big bucks. And the 401k recession, Steve Croft of 60 Minutes did a really good expose on that. Also, there's a little four-minute video on about the middle of my page, my homepage, and it talks about how the financial planners and the stockbrokers are finally taking responsibility for doing such a poor job in helping you with your retirement. Got some testimonials there from the website on email. I got some testimonials from the radio that have called in. You can email me from there. There's also another website there that you can click on to, iwantincomeforlife.com. Click on there. There's a one-minute video that I want you to take a peek at. And then there's a book that I want you to download. It's free. It's 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. And that's nice. It's a nice book. If you're getting ready to retire in the next 3 to 5 years or you've already retired recently, take a look at the book. And if you got any questions, then you can always, you know, get a hold of me. Otherwise, give me a holler, 805-660-1313, and let me help you sleep at night and get that money safe.
Be back with more coming up 60 seconds on KVTA.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple of years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and has an annual guarantee of 3% with a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call. 805-660-1313. 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Another nice Saturday here in Ventura County. Let's get to it. And one of the things we talk about throughout the many, many weeks, months, years on the air is that when some people think indexed annuity, they might think, well, that's just one silo and that's all it is. But mm-hmm. there's actually a lot of difference, and the difference can sometimes be good, sometimes be bad, but they can also fit somebody's needs really specifically. Mm-hmm. So tell us how index annuities are not all alike.
Well, you know, the thing is, a lot of people think index annuities are bad. There are bad annuities out there. You know, in my opinion, the variable annuities are not good because they're risk and fees. Then you have immediate annuities where you put a lump sum in and then you get an income for a period of time. I like the index annuities because we're tied to indexes. That's why I own three of them for my retirement. But they're not all the same. And one of the things we're going to talk about today in the show is bonuses and how the bonus works. And I've got a program that we've talked about before, and it's the number one IRA, non-IRA program out there for an indexed annuities. I help about 4 to 5 people a week with this product. It's great. But for instance, let's first of all start with the caps. What is a cap? Well, a cap sets how you're going to make money. And right now the caps are right around 18 to 20, say 4, 26%, depending on what index you're in. Index is like the S&P 500. It's the NASDAQ 100. It's the Dow Jones Industrial. It's the Barclays Dynamic Balance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So caps can change every year. And a lot of these companies offer what we call teaser rates, teaser caps when you get in. I used to own a mortgage company back in the day, and I remember there was a lot of companies that had these teaser rates. They'd give you a rate for, 4%, 5%, 6%, 7%, whatever, for 3 years or 2 years or 5 years, and then bam, all of a sudden it would escalate like crazy. Well, the insurance companies kind of do the same thing. And so I look for companies that have consistent rates because we want to make money. That's how we're going to make money, is how the rates are, how the caps are and how we're going to do it. The other thing that I think is real important, and this to me is just as important as the caps, is participation rate. The companies that I do business with offer 100% participation rate. So for an example, if the market gets a 10, you get a 10. Why would I want 30% or 60% or 75%? It doesn't make sense. Yet a lot of the agents they bypass that for a reason. I mean, anybody that heard, well, wait a minute, let's see, Mrs. Jones, I'm going to offer you an indexed annuity that only has 30% participation. What's my choices? Well, you could go as high as 100% participation. Well, wait a minute, why aren't you offering me that? Bottom line is, a lot of the agents just want to sell you something. You have to give the clients, you have to ask a lot of questions, and you gotta make sure you're helping them with what they need, not with what you want to do. That's the situation. And I've run across a lot of people in the last 5 years that have bought stuff that is garbage, literally garbage. I don't even know why they would buy something like that. And I don't want any of the agents are selling it to them because they just want to make money. That's my opinion. Anyway, so the caps are important. Participation rate's important. Now, we have what we call income riders. They ride on top of the policy. Well, some of the companies have income riders that there's no charge for. Okay, so in our talk, in our quest for education, and I'm asking you questions and I'm listening to you, I find out that, yes, you really want an income. You want to have another pension. You want to have a pension. Maybe you don't have a pension. You want a pension. You want to support your family. So let's look at companies that have income riders. Well, why are we not looking at companies that have income riders that there is no charge? That would make sense. I mean, I'm a consumer. Why would I want to pay for an income rider from a product that I can get a product equal or better when I'm not paying for it? Again, if you don't know index annuities, you better know your agent. A lot of these guys and gals have just come along in the last 3 to 5 years, and they don't even know what they're selling. The bottom line is you have to educate yourself, and that's what I do. That's how I get paid. I get paid from the companies if I help you with a product, a service, or an account, and my job is to educate you and to find the best products out there for the best companies. You know, and I take my job very seriously. It's my company. I don't work for a company. I work for the client, and that's important. So we want to make sure that if you want an income rider, let's find a company that has an income rider that's not going to charge you anything. Now, the other facets of that indexed annuity must fit your wants and needs. We just don't look for a company that has a no-charge income rider and boom, that's going to take care of all your other needs. No, it isn't. We're going to talk today about the income that I've talked to you about before that has the 22% bonus immediately. So you bring $100,000 over, there's $122,000 working there immediately. Now, that's not the best part to that product. The next part is they have a 50% bonus. And that 50% bonus, anytime the index or indices does something, that's going to get you a 50% bonus on whatever it is. So let's say the S&P 500, Standard & Poor's 500, top 500 companies in the indices. Okay, let's say for your year, which is July of 18 to July of 19, it gets a returns of 4%. You're going to get 50% of 4, which is 2. They're going to take the 2 and the 4 together and add it and make 6. So for that year, you got a 6. And we're going to talk about that today. This is important. I'm going to give you a real client scenario. I just did a client review recently, and this person had a TSP. That's a thrift savings plan. We're going to talk about that today. So I want you to get your pencil and paper handy because you're going to want to know these are real numbers. I'm talking about a real client. I'm not going to tell you their names or anything like that, but I'm going to take and I'm going to show you how this particular product that I just talked to you about with that 50% bonus is powerful. It's huge, especially for you people who didn't start early enough putting money away or didn't put enough money away. Or guess what? You stayed in risk too long. What do we know about risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, ETFs, GLDs, oil, gas. That's risk. That's the biggest habitual offender. You people out there thinking the market's never going to go down. You're just going to keep plugging along, filling out that 401k money, socking it away. And what happens? Boom, you have another problem. And now if you're getting ready to retire, how's your retirement looking? So we're going to discuss that today. But all indexed annuities are not the same. And again, we need to ask the questions and we need to listen a lot. If this is something that's important to you for your money, give me a call, 805-660-1313. Again, they're not all the same. And the agents out there, there's not a lot of people that are doing what I'm doing. You know, last year, I'm in a marketing group with this company throughout the United States. And last year, we took $5.5 billion with the B out of Wall Street and put it in indexed annuities. The average guy and gal who's selling indexed annuities doesn't do $100,000 a year. I'm doing multiple million dollars a year because this is what I do. This is how I focus on stuff. My day is set up with indexed annuities. Do a little long-term care too. And then, of course, I got the new 9-month short-term product. But my day is focused on indexed annuities. And if you want the right one for you, we need to sit down and see if I can help you.
Got to sit down. Got to chat.
That's right. We're going to chat, important. Chat, chat.
Now, you've, over the years, again, over the 8 years, you're always looking for new products, always looking for new ways to keep people's money safe. Now, very recently, you have found a short-term product that people can get into that has a good return. And we actually had an in-studio guest last week to chat about that. And they're now here via the phone line. And I will say, pretty good at naming the tune.
Yeah, Scott
was
good.
A couple.
How you doing there, Scotty?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Hey, good, man. You got home okay?
I did. I made it home safe and sound.
Okay. Yeah, Spencer said, hey, he did. He named that tune really well. Yeah, you got. Well, you know, you guys from Florida. You listen to the radio too, right? Well, first of all, I want to thank you again for coming out to California last year. I mean, last week and with your family and being on the show. I really appreciate it. It was very nice of you to take some of your vacation time and come in and be with me and my listeners. I appreciate that, buddy.
Oh, definitely. I'll definitely, you know, you don't have to twist my arm to make it out to California and have some of those good fish tacos.
Yeah, we had some good fish tacos. They were good. Yeah, yeah. No, I like that stuff. So here's the deal. I found a short-term product, and Scott actually works for the company. He's one of the muckety-mucks up there in the industry, and it's kind of nice. So we're going to pick Scott's brain. But, Scott, first of all, I want to highlight the new product that we just brought in this Monday on the 16th, which was nice. Tell us about the new interest rate, the fixed rate that people can get, and then we'll embellish on the other product too.
Yeah, well, you know, Ron, a lot of our people, you know, have gotten used to what we offer, and we offer a variable rate product. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there that said, you know what, the variable rate thing is great, but I'm really looking for something that, you know, has that fixed rate aspect to it. So that way I really know exactly what I'm going to be getting, when I'm going to be getting it. You know, there's no sort of surprises that are out there. You know, the variable rate still does grow at a pretty nice rate, but, you know, there can be months where it goes down or is flat. And this fixed rate really takes that out of it. So what we've done is we've rolled out this fixed rate product, and, you know, it's really based on the request that we've gotten from our agents as well as our lenders, and we really feel like this is the right time to add this this additional product. They're still going to get a monthly statement, which will indicate the growth in the account, but it's expected. There's no surprises, and, you know, they have the option of rolling it into a subsequent note, but it still has that short-term aspect, that nine-month aspect to it.
Yeah, and what's nice about it is on the original product that we had, it's got a 3% floor. So that's the guarantee based on an annual basis. If it did nothing and it's in an annual basis, you're going to get 3%. But what I like about it, it's got an upside of high single digits to low double digits. So that's where my money is. I'm going to stick with that because so far I've been really happy with what's going on. But if you like the fixed rate, the fixed rate is now 8.5%, which is awesome. There's nothing out there that's going to help you. But here's the thing that we want to explain to everybody on how this thing works. So I know that you got into what I still call the niche market, but you say now it's more of the mainstream. Explain to the listeners how we're doing this with the businesses and how we're helping lenders like myself, because I'm considered a lender now. My clients
you
have
are.
Come into this. They're considered lenders. So explain how we're helping the business community and how we're helping ourselves.
Yeah, definitely, Ron. So you know, you're a lender, as you mentioned. I'm a lender. Your clients are lenders. Essentially, the way that this business was started was fewer banks are just catering to the needs of these small businesses. You know, even those that do, they have a lengthy time period for processing and funding loans or cash advances, as we call them. You know, as per the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the small business lending segment is actually $1.4 trillion in the U.S. alone, $98 billion of which is merchant cash advances. So this is a growing segment, as banks at this point just aren't interested in being that local funding source for the small, medium-sized business owner. We're actually filling that void.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I keep repeating, because I think it's important, I have three clients that were high up in the banking business that have retired. And I ran this by them before I stuck my money into it and before I decided to bring it to my clients. And one of the things that all three of them agreed upon, actually two things they agreed upon. The first thing they said is don't loan money to a business that has to worry about paying their payroll. And if you're a business and you can't afford your payroll, you got problems already. Second thing is don't loan money to a business that is just paying off another debt. And that's something that your company, who does in-house underwriting, will not loan money to. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we do the in-house underwriting, and we're actually approving one out of every 11 advances that come in or will actually be approved and actually receive funding. Underwriting's done all under this same roof. The number one question that we ask, what are you going to do with the money? Mm-hmm. If it's to grow the business, we're off to a great start. If it's to make payroll, as you mentioned, pay off another outstanding debt, it's just not an advance we're interested in making because our chances of being able to collect upon that are very, very slim.
Yeah. And I want you to explain I call it an abnormal way of paying a loan back. But, you know, it's awesome for us lenders because we basically have very little risk on this. But explain how you get the money back from businesses.
Sure. Sure. So we actually make the payments when we do agree to make an advance to someone. We make that payment via an ACH. So that's a direct link between our account and theirs. When we collect, we're actually making an ACH debit from their business operating bank account. So we're not just sending them a bill and hoping that that check shows up in the mail. We want to make sure that link between us is established. It's very similar to a direct deposit, the way most people are paid these days with their payroll. We actually can go in there and we pull out these this sort of stipulated payment that they agreed to. So we're funding it via the ACH, and then we're receiving the daily repayment via ACH.
Yeah, and I think that's important. Also, I want you to explain to the listeners the tax situation, how there's no 1099 until you take a distribution. That's huge to me. You know, it's tax-deferred.
Sure.
And when you tax-defer your money, you're making more money. So explain that if you would.
Well, we offer non-qualified as well as qualified accounts. So you can come in with your retirement funds if you'd like. But with the qualified, there's never a tax obligation. For non-qualified, we always separate out principal and interest. Now, what this means is that they're not going to receive a 1099 until they take a distribution of earnings. So this should actually be considered a tax-deferred product. Now, Ron, you know as well as I do, Uncle Sam's always going to get his share, but it would be judged as ordinary income, and the 1099 would only be issued in the year the distribution of interest is requested.
Yeah, see, people don't realize it. When you get, like, you got a CD and it's non-qualified, they're going to 1099 you in the year. Stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, you make an advance, you make money on that, they're going to 1099 you, which means you make less of a profit. You're keeping more money in your pocket this way, and, you know, people, I just can't get them to understand that, or if they don't understand it, they're not really focused on it. So that's the situation. Listen, man, I appreciate you getting back on the line with me. Thank you so very much. I just love the 8.5% situation. I've already had 5 calls on it this week. We're talking to the people. I personally like the variable because I want the higher upside, you know, but everyone's got their own thing. And that's why you brought it out, is because you did have a request for it. And I like that your company listens to people like us, the lenders, and the people that are out there, because it means a lot that you guys are listening and you want to help us. So
that's exactly right, Ron. I appreciate you having me. I'll be back out there to visit you guys again soon.
Yeah, all right, man. Have a good rest of the weekend.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Got the Florida thing, the Cali thing.
Yeah, Florida.
It's all good.
Yeah, my mom used to live in Tampa, and I went back 1 year. I had to take 3 showers a day. The humidity was just a killer. I don't know how they get used to it. I guess they do, but, you know, like Vegas.
Got to have humidifiers, dehumidifiers.
Man.
If you have good clothes.
Yeah.
All mildewy.
They are.
But it's a beautiful place.
Oh, yeah.
What's
it's
the,
nice.
The highest mountain in Florida is like 420 feet. Yeah, it's kind of funny. But a beautiful place to be, and it was great to see Scott here in
nice
town.
Man.
Yeah. And having a good time there. So let's carry on with the show here. Let's talk about the bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
How the bonus works on that annuity product that has the 22% bonus that has no fees. That sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah. And that's what we've been talking about. But I'm breaking it down. This is a client. Now, he had a TSP. That's a thrift savings plan. He worked for the federal government. And that's what they have in lieu of a 401k, et cetera. So on July 7th, 2016... we transferred over $306,240.81. Okay, that's what came over out of his TSP. Well, at that time, there was a 20% bonus. Okay, now it's a 22% bonus. But he got the 20% bonus, which is $61,248.16. So now in his account, working is $367,488.97. Okay? Now, first of all, the 20% bonus is given to him up front. However, to get the bonus, he has to take income after 10 years. This is an income-producing product, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to build him a pension that he can't outlive. And that's important because he wants to live well. He wants to travel. He wants to do stuff. And he needs a pension that he can't outlive. And that's what we're going to do. So, the 20% bonus he gets up front, okay? He can add to it for the first 12 months, which he didn't have any more money to add because we took all of the TSP money. But if he had earned income, he could add that in there and get another 20% bonus, okay? Now, the first year anniversary, which was July 7th of 2017, he earned almost 4%, 3.99%, or $12,256. Okay, that's what he earned. But with the 50% bonus, and this is how the 50% works, each and every year, the index or indices that you are in whatever they do in your contract year, and I used the example earlier of the S&P 500, let's assume for your year, July of 18 to July of 19, it returns a 4%. They're going, the insurance company is going to take that 4%, and they're going to give you 50% of it, which is 2%. They're going to take the 4% and the 2% and add it together, and you got 6%, which is compounding. And if you don't understand compound interest, it's interest on top of interest on top of interest. It's the most powerful thing in the universe. So with his bonus, he now has $389,813.38. Okay, that's what he has. The interest he earned, and with that extra bonus, that 50% bonus in there, that's what he has. So let's go to the second anniversary, which was this year, okay, July 7th, 2018. He now earned, on his initial money, $11,672.65, or 3.68%, okay? Now, I helped him choose the indexes and the percentages that he was in, and I went a little conservative last year because, number one, we had a new president coming in. I did not know how that was going. Everyone was, you know, saying, oh, the market's going to crash. You're going to have this problem because of Trump, so forth and so on. So I went conservative with him, which I'm a conservative person. So we only earned 3.68% last year. But remember, that's net of fees because there are no fees. You know, you could earn 5% or 6%. By the time you pay your broker and your fees, you're making less than this gentleman did. He paid no fees. Now, with his bonus for the year, he now has $411,224.97. He started at $304,081. Now he has $411,224.97. If you subtract the 306 from the 411, he's plus $104,984.16. You back out the interest that he earned of $23,928.65. The bonuses that he picked up over the 2 years is $81,055.51. That's $40,527.75 per year bonus so far that he's returned, that he's earned. Now, keep in mind, this is a 10-year product. This money's just going to keep compounding and keep compounding. Now, if the market does nothing, he can't get 50%. He's not going to get any 50% because it's zero. But the market's been doing well, and we hope it's going to do well for the next 8 years because he's already been in it 2 years. After 10 years, 10 years in one day, 11 years, 12 years, it doesn't matter. You just have to wait 10 years. He starts an income stream. They take all this money that he's been accruing, and they come up with it based on his age and the account value, and they give us a number of what he's guaranteed to not outlive. There'll be a guaranteed dollar amount that he'll get every single year until he's dead. Or at that time, he can choose what we call a step up. And what that is he'll get a raise every year, just like he did at work. Maybe you get a raise at work. What happens is as the index goes up, so does his income. Those are choices that he has. He can take the guarantee, which will never be more, will never be less. And no matter what his account value comes, he'll always have that until he dies. And then whatever's left in his account, his family, his beneficiaries will get it. The church, the dogs, the cats, whoever, his mother, his sister, his wife, whatever. Whoever he designates as a beneficiary will get that money. Or he could say, you know what? I think the market's going to do well. I'm going to go ahead and say, let's roll with whatever the market does, and I'd like to get a raise next year or 2 years or whatever. And he locks that raise in from year to year. This is powerful. Nobody has this. This company has offered this product. I think I told you this about a week or so ago. I met with a lady who just bought something, and she bought it from a company that I don't do business with. I don't like their caps. I don't like their products. They don't have this. She'll never be able to get this. This is the beauty of dealing with me. I know the products that are out there. This is what I do all day, every day. This product is the number one product out there in the industry. It's fabulous. This gentleman is very, very happy with how his account has grown. Now, here's the caveat. What goes up must come down. Nothing's free. At the end of 10 years, if he does not take income. See, he can always take out 10% a year penalty-free after the first 12 months. He's got to wait 12 months. If he does not take income, that's an income stream, he does not get to keep all the bonuses. And that would be silly because they're compounding like crazy. In fact, every year you see two values on your statement. You see one with the income that's growing, and you see one without the bonuses. And it's your choice. But first of all, let me digress a minute. We would not have put him in this product. He and I decided to put him in this product together. After asking him the questions and finding out his wants and his needs and his goals, this is the product we put it in because this is what he's looking for, his income. He's not going to pay a fee to own it, not a nickel, a penny, a dime to own this product. That's fabulous because nothing's going to take away from his returns. If he did not want income or he wasn't going to take income after a period of time, we would not have looked at this product. That's why you need to know your products. You need to know what is out there. I research every week on these products, and they change. Some companies are top one, two all the time. Some companies are three or four. It depends. There's 37 to 50 companies out there. I look at all of them on a regular basis. Strength and liquidity, products, caps, participation rate. These are things that we need to know. And a lot of these guys and gals who are selling life insurance and health insurance and stocks, bonds, and mutual funds can't focus on what this is. You have to be focused. You can't be all things to everybody. I'm sorry, you just can't. And not do a good job for the client. So if this is what you would like to set down, right now it's a 22% bonus. It's fabulous. For the first 12 months, anything you put in is 22% bonus. Now, let me tell you, this is good for qualified money, which is an IRA, a 401k, a 457 plan. In this case, it was a TSP. And it's good for non-qualified money. You already paid the taxes on it. You sold your boat. You sold your house. Aunt Sophie just died and left you some beneficiary money, you know, and you, whatever. This is what we can do for you. So give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you with the retirement blueprint. Don't put all your hopes and wants and needs in the stock market, ladies and gentlemen. If you're over 50, stop chasing returns. Stop it. Let's worry about getting a guaranteed lifetime income for you that you can't outlive to take care of your family. Nobody wants to be a burden to their family. Nobody. Nobody wants to move in with their kids and have to live off of their children. Don't make the mistakes of years of past. Wall Street's lost your money not once but twice in the last decade. Let's hope that's not going to be you with your money that you worked so hard for and scrimped and saved and put it away for your retirement.
We are here with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Again, really important, folks. Take notes. But jot down some of this stuff so you have it top of mind. That's the best way to remember is to write it down.
Yeah.
Coming back in 60 seconds with Ron Grant on KVTA.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple of years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and has an annual guarantee of 3% with a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call, 805-660-1313, 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
Love my Chick-fil-A. Did you hear where Chick-fil-A opened the store? First time in this state?
No.
Hawaii.
Wow, really?
They opened up Chick-fil-A in Hawaii. And we were wondering, did they throw a little hula in it? Is there something that's unique to Hawaii that they might go for a pineapple-y flavor? Macadamia.
Hawaiian bread. The bun.
Ooh, the sweet bread.
The sweet bread.
That's so good.
I'll bet you that's what it is.
Something like that.
What island did they go?
Oahu.
Oahu.
Yeah, that's the one.
Let them go over to Kauai.
Yeah, so then you could visit.
I could visit.
You could get some of those. But that is it. We do have Chick-fil-A to give away.
Yeah, we're going to do it right now. So get your I guess, your finger ready to send an email, whether it's your cell phone, your laptop, your iPad, or your whatever you got, your desktop. Want to thank Robert again. He's the owner of Chick-fil-A over here in Ventura, and he so graciously for years and years now has given my listeners gift cards. We're going to do it again today. Thank you, Robert, for all you do for me and my clients. We're going to give the Chick-fil-A sandwich, the original, the grilled, the spicy, the Chick-fil-A nuggets original or grilled 8-count. What you need to do is you need to go and send me an email, and in the subject line, it must say chicken. Put the word chicken. I need your name, your address, and your phone number. I must give this information to Robert. I will not use it. I don't call you. You know, I will personally mail out the cards. I'm going to give two cards to two people. The first two people that email me right now, 805, excuse me, that's my phone number, Ron at safermoneyspecialist.com. That's Ron at safermoneyspecialist.com. And it's all timed up on there in the email. I'll see who the first two people are. Two cards to two people. I promise you, I will mail them out Monday. You will get them. This is only good at the Ventura Chick-fil-A, unfortunately, but that's okay because Robert at the Chick-fil-A in Ventura is the one providing the cards. So we want to do that for him. So go ahead and get that done, and you will have lunch or dinner on Robert of Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is great. Kids love it. The whole family likes going to Chick-fil-A. Carrying on now, got to talk about the clients.
Sure.
You know, kind of a profile here to some degree, but what clients work for you best? What are your products right for? Who are those people?
Well, you know, I've tried to, over the years, I've tried to kind of look at my customer base and see where they're at. And it still really rings true about the 55 to 75 age group. Number one, the products are probably better from the insurance companies for those particular age groups. Can I do younger people? Of course. You know, back in April when everybody was getting ready for tax time and they wanted to put together IRAs and Roth IRAs and SEP IRAs and all kinds of stuff, I helped a lot of my younger clients, 18 to 30, 35, put together some Roth IRAs for them. I have 90-year-olds, you know. I mean, I've helped 90-year-olds with indexed annuities. I would say the 55 to 75, I can help probably the best because, number one, they have some liquidity. You got to have some liquidity. The older you get, the more liquid you got to have. You need some net worth. You need to have some net worth. And we don't count the single-family residents, by the way. That's just the industry standard. That's the way the state of California does it. We have to not qualify you with your single-family residence because what is it worth? It could be worth $10 million, but it's only worth something when you sell it, and you need to live there, especially that's your home. We also look at income coming in. We want you to have more income coming in than bills going out. Makes sense to me. I know it doesn't to the government. The government doesn't think that way. They just write checks to everybody. The problem with the older age groups is the products have been pared down to not be as great. Why? I do not know. I've asked several different insurance companies that. I can never seem to get an answer that makes sense to me. So we have to follow the rules, and that's how we play. Can I help you if you're younger? Of course. And I can help you if you're older, of course. There's some fixed products out there right now. 5-year fix paying 3.80, which isn't bad. You know, that's not bad stuff. You know, you leave it in for 5 years, you make 3.80, and you don't get 1099'd every year, so you're not paying any money on money that you're not taking. You know, that's nice. You're not paying taxes on that. So between the indexed and the fixed indexed, you know, those are the products out there. But if you think that you'd like to put some of that money safely away and not risk the principal, not risk its gains, maybe get a lifetime income if you'd like to have that. Or maybe you just want to take out 10% of your penalty free. Or maybe you just want to put some money away for your beneficiaries. I like to call parked money. You know, that product that I just talked about with the 22% bonus? It's awesome. You know, you put money in there. You got money sitting over here you're not using. Take that money, put it in that product, get a 22% bonus, get a 10% bonus, a 50% bonus every year for the next 10 years. And let's say that I delivered it to you on a Monday, and you died on a Wednesday. Your beneficiaries, all they have to do is take it out over 5 years, which most people, especially adults for their children, don't want them to take it all out at once because that'd be crazy to pay taxes on it, and they don't want them to suck down the money. over 5 years, they get to keep all those bonuses. That's great for parked money. So those are some of the options that you have out there. And that's the reason we need to sit down and we need to look at this. You know, I can help you with that because I've got the expertise. I've got the years in doing this. I move a lot of money out of Wall Street to help people. And this is what I do. So if that's something that you'd like, give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
Everybody's just a little different.
Yes, they are.
That's the deal.
There's no cookie cutter here.
Nope.
Not everyone's got a different scenario. And, you know, you can't push them all. Can't lump them into one group. It just can't be done.
But one group that everybody wants to be in.
Yes.
The group that gets a credit card worth $100. And they can do that by meeting with you. Describe how that happens for the folks out there listening.
Sure. If you meet with me on a one-on-one basis and I answer all your questions about how to keep that money safe and guaranteed where you can't lose the principal and you can't lose the gains. We lock our gains in from year to year, by the way, and we never look back. That's the beauty of it. You're going to get with me a no obligation, $100 MasterCard or Visa credit card. Now, to qualify for that card, you need to be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed with me. Okay. You're going to have access to 10% of your penalty free, not a problem. You're going to get a reasonable range of return, not a problem. If you want that lifetime income, not a problem. Nice thing about it is we're going to stop you paying those pesky fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, your 403b company, etc. I can't stress this enough to you that when you pay the fees, it's eating up your returns. It's taking away from your returns. It's just like someone going in, if you're a man, grabbing your money out of your left pocket or your right pocket. And if you're a lady, it's out of your purse. It's your money. Why are you letting these guys and gals and these companies take it from you? I just never understand that. So nice thing about it is you'll get the gift card. There's no obligation to meet with me. So meeting with me one-on-one, give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let's get together and let me help you.
We have Will Hart on the telephone line.
Mr. Gold and Silver Hart, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How's your Saturday going, buddy?
It's going wonderful.
All right. If you haven't heard of Will Hart yet, he is my metal man. He does gold and silver. He's done it for me. He's helped me with my IRA. I've got really nice proper gold coins in there. And when we talk about proper, I'm going to let Will explain that word to you. He's helped my clients with the gold and the silver. And I think it's important because we need to have class diversification. And one of the class diversifications is metal. The other one is indexed annuities. The other one is cash, liquidity. The other one is real estate. This is true diversification. So first of all, Will, I want to talk to you about how these metals are stored, because a lot of people think that, you know, it's got to be in a vault somewhere and they'll never see it, never touch it. Explain the different options that the clients have to keep their gold or their silver.
Yeah, absolutely. So on a cash purchase, obviously we ship the metals right to the individual for them to store themselves. With a retirement account rollover, which is tax deferred, penalty free, they can either store the metals at a depository where, like what you just mentioned, they don't ever have to worry about seeing it or handling it. They can just sell it whenever they're ready, and the metals simply come back to us, and then those funds get rolled over back into whatever paper retirement account they want to go back into. And then, of course, the second option is inside the IRA. They can do what they call private storage, where they store the metals themselves at their safety deposit box, their gun safe, wherever they feel it's safe, and then we'll just track the metals together, and whenever they're ready to sell those metals, they can box them up and ship them back to us.
Okay. Are you in a good area? Because I know you're on your cell phone. Sounds like you're kind of cutting in and out of there.
Yeah, I do apologize. I'm trying to find a good spot here.
There you go. Stand on your left leg, scratch behind your right ear, and scream like a chicken, and you got that spot right there, buddy. I want to find out. I mentioned the word proper. Tell the listeners why it's important to have the proper gold coins, especially in your IRA, 401k, et cetera. Tell them what the rules are.
Yeah, so the IRS, basically, they only allow certain types of gold and silver products to be allowed inside of an IRA. Problem is, a lot of companies out there, they're new, they don't know what they're doing, and they don't realize that there are certain types that are not allowed. And if they put the wrong gold into your account and you get audited, you're going to pay a hefty penalty, as far as basically they're going to look at that as, well, you didn't meet their rules. And so obviously, what we know how to do is we know what gold, what silver is IRA approved, and we'll make sure that, you know, that is all explained to the listener.
And that's important because I had a client. That's how I really got into this. I started talking to Will about this. I had a client that actually got audited by the IRS, and he had some of these old, real old coins in there that he bought. I think he bought it at a pawn shop, he said. And he tried to put them in his retirement plan, and it was a no-no. And he had a heck of a price to pay. So you want to make sure that you get that right in there. Let's wrap up with the hedge against inflation, because we know where the dollar's going, and it's not looking good.
Yeah, so as the dollar, we're, you know, we're $23 trillion in debt. Some people will, of course, say it's considerably more than that. But for argument's sake, let's just figure it's $23 trillion, and the dollar continues to lose value. And what gold does, gold continues to maintain its value against goods and services. It's done that throughout history. And the first time somebody dug a piece of gold out of the ground, there was a cost to dig that gold out of the ground. And right now, the average mining company here in the U.S. pays about $12.50 an ounce. And that, guess what? That's where gold is selling for, right around that production level. And so what, obviously, I always give this example. 100 years ago, 1 ounce of gold was $20. And for $20, a man could buy a finely tailored suit for $20, or a 1 ounce $20 gold coin. Fast forward to today, and of course, $20 isn't going to buy you a pair of socks, but that 1 ounce of gold, which is a value of, let's say, $12.50, is buying a man a $1,250 suit. So if you're looking to obviously protect the value of what your dollar can buy, you get some gold and silver. You'd be, like you mentioned earlier, class diversified.
Yeah, it's important. People don't really realize that. I know the brokers and the financial planners like to put you in just different pots of risk. I remember a lady that I had, I went to her house, and she had a bunch of IRAs and stuff, and she said, you know, my broker's got me diversified. And I looked at her stuff, and it was just 12 different pots of risk. That's not what you want, ladies and gentlemen. You want class diversification, because you want to be able to mitigate your losses or your risk, that type of situation. So if you'd like to do that with class diversification, you like some metals in there, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Will. As I said, Will has helped me with my money. He's helped my clients. It's something that you need to at least look at for some or part of your money, whether it's qualified money or non-qualified money, he can help you. So 805-660-1313. I will put you in touch with Will, and he will be able to help you. Buddy, have a good rest of your Saturday, and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Take care.
Few things we got to cover now to close up. We'll have a song in just moments. 3 minutes left as the clock is ticking. This hour went fast.
Wow, man.
Went very, very fast. How about a car show or two?
Yeah, well, listen. Tonight you've got Rock and Roll Cafe in Simi on Tapo Street from 4 to 8. But tomorrow you got Camarillo Fiesta, the car show. They do the Old Town Fiesta. It's going to be great. It's going to be they're going to be on the bridge on our Neil. Is where they're at. That's where the cars are going to be. The showtime is 12 to 4. Check-in is 8 to 10, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's $35 at the door to get in there and do that. But you're going to see the carnival games. They got live bands. They got great food. It's going to be great. I've done it a couple years. I haven't done it for a few years, but I did it a couple years in a row. It's a great little car show. It's, like I said, it's right on the bridge in our Neil right there in Camarillo in Old Town, and I'm sure you're going to have fun. So that and then Rock and Roll Cafe tonight, if you get a bug, you want to come out, the burgers are great, and hopefully we'll have some music and have some fun.
Now let's talk, before we get to the song, one more little thing, the gift card, the credit card that people can get from you if they visit with you and have a meeting.
Yep, you can get that $100 MasterCard or Visa from me, and that's no obligation. You need to be between the ages of 55 and 75, and you must have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed with me. You know, you're never going to miss the upside with me, ladies and gentlemen, just the downside of Wall Street. We're going to give you a guaranteed lifetime income if you'd like. You're going to have access to 10% of your money penalty free. You're going to get a reasonable range of return, and we're going to stop those fees that you're paying to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company that eat up your returns. So a meeting with me one-on-one, and then the gift card, give me a call. 805-660-1313. Let me sit down and help you. Everyone have a blessed day, and let's be kind to one another, please.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it.
It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and has an annual guarantee of 3% with a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call. 805-660-1313. 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.